Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Tennessee's race for governor is now set, pitting a longtime Republican office holder with nationwide recognition against an upstart Democrat. Voters who spoke to WPLN about the candidates are sharply divided along party lines. Natalie Morski of Kolioka backs U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn.
Of course, Marsha Blackburn, love her. My husband and I, you know, we are prior military veterans, and so I know she's really big for veterans.
While Winston Harlan of Murray County says he favors Democrat Jerry Green.
I'm quite sure each candidate they their own person, but they are running off of, seem like, Trump agenda. You know, this country is we all want, and that's the main thing, and it seems like they pushing his agenda more than Tennessee agenda.
Democrats do face an uphill battle. They haven't won a statewide contest since 2006. The former lieutenant colonel of the Tennessee Highway Patrol, Mark Proctor, has come out on top in a four-way contest for the Democratic nomination for House District 59. The area includes parts of South and West Nashville. Outgoing State Representative Caleb Hemmer narrowly won the district in 2022, and the Tennessee Lookout reports District 59 could be one of the few competitive races come November. Proctor won Hemmer's endorsement and the support of several labor unions, as well as approval from Moms Demand Action, a gun safety advocacy group. Proctor beat the runner-up, attorney Angie Lawless, by fewer than 100 votes. Tick-borne diseases are on the rise in Tennessee, and this year may be the worst tick season in a decade. The latest threat from the bloodsuckers is called the Bourbon virus. While no cases have been reported yet in Tennessee, scientists think the Lone Star tick carries the disease. Those can be spotted all over the state. The Tennessean reports cases have already been found in Kansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma. Bourbon virus is named for the county in Kansas where it was first detected. Symptoms include fever, fatigue, body aches, nausea, and vomiting. There is no known treatment for the virus. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN, Nashville Public Radio.